From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet late Sunday in emergency session. The council plans to address the fighting in South Sudan and that has left more than 100 people dead. The violence is raising fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The announcement came alongside new reports of fighting Sunday in the capital Juba between forces loyal to the government of President Salva Kiir and those backing Vice President Riek Machar. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting hit a UN encampment for displaced people for a second time in as many days and also targeted a rebel base in the capital. The British think tank IHS said Sunday Islamic State jihadists are continuing to lose control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of the 14% it lost last year. In all, IHS said that as of last week, the Islamic State group controls about 68,300 square kilometers of land in the two countries. Prominent Cambodian political activist and commentator Khem Lay was shot and killed in broad daylight while sitting in a coffee shop in Phnom Penh Sunday. He was the founder of the Grassroots Democratic Party and an outspoken critic of the government. His killing has led to protests against the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen. A large group of protesters indicated they think the killing is just the latest act in a campaign of government intimidation against opposition politicians and civil society ahead of elections next year. This is VOA News.